Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lamkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play along by yourself or play against friends and family. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the noughties. Opening lyrics. And who am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. As per usual, we'll go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Here we go.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hits of the 2000s. Each question will be worth 1 point each. Question 1. Linkin Park's 2009 hit New Divide was released to support what movie franchise? Question 2. The 2006 club hit Destination Calabria by Alex Gaudino featured vocals from what 90s dance diva? Question 3. 2002 album Songs About Jane was a blockbuster success for which Californian band? Question 4. Paramore had a breakthrough hit in 2007 with the song titled What Business? Question 5. In 2002, Kelly Clarkson released the single A Moment Like This after winning what talent show? That concludes round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening line of a hit song. The catch is, it's going to sound a little different than normal. See if you can identify the song from the opening line. Give yourself 1 point if you get the song title correct, and another point if you also know the artist who sang it. Here we go. Question 6.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time.
Question 7.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone.
Question 8.
You need to give it up. Had about enough. It's not hard to see.
Question 9.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side.
Question 10.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you.
That concludes round 2. It's time now for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Clue number one. I was born on the 14th of January, 1969, in Ohio, USA. Clue 2. I began playing in bands in high school in the 80s, originally as a guitarist. Clue 3. My big break came as the drummer of a popular band in 1991. Clue 4. In 1994, I formed a new band, this time taking the role of lead singer. Clue 5. Hits from my bands include Smells Like Teen Spirit, Learn to Fly, and Everlong. That's all our rounds complete. Hang around because we'll be back in just a moment to reveal all of the answers. And welcome back. It's time to reveal the answers, starting with round one, which today is Hits of the Noughties. Question 1. Transformers. The song led the soundtrack for Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Question 2. Crystal Waters. She was best known for 90s hits like 100% Pure Love and Gypsy Woman. Question 3. Maroon 5. Songs about Jane featured major hits like This Love and She Will Be Loved. Question 4. Misery Business. Despite modest chart positions, it would eventually sell over 7 million copies and become one of the most streamed songs of the decade. Question 5. American Idol. Continuing on to round 2, opening lyrics. Question 6. Crazy in Love by Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z. Question 7. Like a Prayer by Madonna. Question 8. The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica. Question 9. With or Without You by U2. Question 10. Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Dave Grohl. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to leave us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you happen to be listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.